Talking with the Green Bay Phoenix play-by-play man, Matt Menzel, who was ejected from last night's Valparaiso game against the Phoenix in the Horizon League semifinals momentarily. A couple minutes later, he was back and on the air and finished the broadcast. Matt, take me through kind of what happened from the start of that incident.
Well, it started in the second half, and, you know, from what I can remember, because, you know, with all the emotions, everything that's been going on now these last few hours, you know, it's hard to remember everything precisely because I've just been kind of hoping to forget this incident. But it was an incident where in the middle of the game you have a 50-50 ball battling for the rebound. You have Kenny Lowe for the Phoenix. You have Basil Fernandez for Valparaiso. And they're going at it pretty hard trying to get to this ball that's now rolled beyond the three-point line. And at least from my vantage point, it looked like Basil Fernandez grabbed Kenny Lowe's jersey and impeded his ability to get that loose ball. And so in my mind, at least at that moment, I'm thinking, okay, here's the whistle. There's definitely going to be a foul against Valparaiso. And to my surprise, no, the official gave it to Kenny Lowe. And so at that point, I'm kind of caught off guard, but I can promise you that on the air, I'm not getting all upset and yelling, oh, that's a terrible call, but more of a matter-of-fact type statement. And being a guy that tends to talk with his hands, and in fact, I'm doing it right now as I do this interview with you. You know, it's one of those where I was right in the eyesight of the official. He perceived me as waving him off, and as though I was trying to show him up for a horrible call. And he asked that first. He gave me what I perceived to be a warning, and before he knew it, he was asking me to be removed from the game and refused to restart the game until I was removed. So. In my opinion, it was a complete misunderstanding. It's an incident that got blown way out of proportion, and something that escalated quickly when it probably should have just been, you know, hey, don't do that again, and let's move on.
Now you have work games solo by yourself. So when you were ejected, you had a radio audience out there that in effect was without a play-by-play man. Now somebody did step in for you. Correct?
Yeah, the Oakland radio guy, Neil Rule, who was sitting about two seats to my left, he was getting ready for his semifinal against Wright State. And as I was being asked to leave, I looked at the league. I said, what am I supposed to do? We're in the middle of a commercial break. Obviously, we can't have dead air when they come back. And the suggestion quickly was have Neil do it. And Neil was ears perked up and said, oh, gladly. And I had no problem with that. I have a lot of respect for Neil and all the radio announcers in the league, and so I was okay with that solution. Again, at that same point, I'm sitting there going, you got to be kidding me. I mean, what just happened? I'm still trying to, I guess, at that point, figure out what happened. So, yeah, he filled in for a couple of minutes, and while I was taken into one of the hallways where the players come out and talked with the league, talked with the university's athletic director, and the message, or at least what I perceived, was it was all completely blown out of proportion and misunderstanding, and just for the sake of getting the game started back up again and not making a bigger scene was the reasoning behind me having to get up and leave. And then once game play started back up again, I was allowed to go back to my spot and resume play-by-play, and apparently the official was spoken to about them allowing me back in the game, at least next break in the action, and that the league would oversee what I was doing from there on out.
Now, you and I have worked several games together. We will continue to work games together. In fact, you and I will be working some Horizon League Women's Tournament games later in the week. I've worked enough games that I know you. You never would have said, in my opinion, anything that would get you ejected from the game. But as I've told you many times, you do, for the energy that you bring to the broadcast, you do talk with your hands sometimes. And how an official can misinterpret that and all of a sudden think that is something that's showing him up, it, in my opinion, is pretty disappointing.
I was disappointed, too, because, you know, I've had this conversation with others. You know, it's one thing, and I'm man enough to accept if I felt like I showed the official up and flipped him off or whatever, yelled at the guy. I'd be man enough to realize, I'm being unprofessional by doing one of those actions. Or C, you know, that's out of character for me, and yeah, maybe I deserve to get punished. But boy, I'm blown away that even, let's just say, even if I'm waving off the official, that you go to the extreme of saying this guy out of here now, and I won't start the game back up again. I mean, that just blows my mind. But you're right. I do, you know, that's a tendency I have. Is I talk with my hands, and a lot of it's because I'm trying to figure out how I want to paint the picture when I'm on radio or describe what's happening, and or if I'm on TV trying to emphasize a point. And like I said, it got just blown out and out of proportion. And I know I you and I have talked off air. I made eye contact with the official. I can promise you that, because I was trying to figure out if we were going to a commercial break, if it was a media timeout situation, or if I was going to keep it at the arena. And that's when all heck broke loose. And so for the duration of the game, you better believe I was sitting on my hands or I had them in my pocket. And every time there was a foul call and the official came over to the scores table, because mind you, my spot's directly behind the official score at center court, which put me right in the line of the official. Every time a call was made, I went to the stat monitor and just stared at it and put my head down and tried to avoid anything escalating thereafter.
Yeah, it had to be difficult to, even once allowed back in, to finish the game, because your mind is totally off that. And that's unfortunate, because it was a fantastic game, a fantastic finish, one that went to overtime, and you were kind of robbed of that process. Pat Adams is the referee's name, and you told me off air that you had never done a game with he as an official, so there was no axe to grind there by any stretch of the imagination. But one game to go, you know it's going to be all about basketball tonight. It will in your mind, but does a part of you feel that you were robbed of something here, the process, from an embarrassment standpoint or anything like that? You know, because it just, you know, something that these things just don't happen, do they?
No, they don't. I don't know if I'm embarrassed type, or if it's more that I'm embarrassed that this happened and it's taken away from the team. Because here's a great win over Valparaiso, knocked off the number one seed, a team that's expected to be in the NCAA tournament. And here we are the next day, and people are talking about, hey, the Green Bay radio guy got tossed for at least the moment. Oh, and by the way, Green Bay beat Valparaiso. And that's what I'm more embarrassed about than anything. And like you said, you know, I felt subdued in the second half last night. Yes, I got excited for plays. Yes, I raised my voice in excitement. But in the whole scheme of things, like I sat there still feeling like, every time the whistle blew, every time there was a break in the action, heads were turning, looking, piercing me in the back of the head with their eyes, trying to go, there's the guy, what did he do, or there's the guy that did it. It just took away from the enjoyment, and like you said, I'm hoping now, here we go, it's championship game day, that the attention goes back to where it belongs, on the game. I'm just the radio guy. All I do is I describe the action, I paint the picture. Those are the athletes that obviously allow me to have a job, that I get the privilege every game of describing. The attention needs to be on them, and this is all blown out of proportion and a misunderstanding, and it needs to just kind of go away. But I understand the attention too, because how many times do you open up social media or a newspaper and say, "Hey, the radio announcer got ejected from the game last night"? I get it.
Well, Matt, you are now a statistic, you know,
yeah.
based on what you just said, but I do think that. You know, it certainly warrants you being able to tell your story, you know, again, based on everything that happened in the game last night, following the action on social media afterwards. I kind of get an idea what happened. Much of it is what you just explained, and it's too bad. It shouldn't happen. It shouldn't have to happen to anybody, and there's certainly you're not a person that deserved to be able to go through this, but hopefully you can move forward. I would love to see an apology from the Horizon League and their officials. I don't know if I expect that. I don't think you do either.
No, I don't expect it. And I talk with the league, and we're all on the same page. And I you know, I pat the league on the back, because they've been real supportive of me, at least behind the scenes. And you know, they have my interest in theirs, and making sure that I get through this and all is all right. And that we're all on the same page. And so I give them a lot of credit, but no, I think we're all in agreement that we just want this to go away and let the attention be back on the players. You got two teams that are playing their fourth game in 4 days. They've worked their butts off. Don't take away from the players. Let's get the attention back on the floor.
All right, Matt, have a great broadcast and enjoy the game tonight.
Bill, I really appreciate it. Thank you.